This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, it's good to be here, especially with the car cover off. Got to have the car cover off. You know, one time I tried to pull the car cover off, and the little string got didn't really realize it. I just pulled it off to the side, and the string was wrapped around the right rear tire when I did the first smoky burnout. Boy, that car cover sure wrapped around that right rear tire real fast. Got to be careful, folks. Hey, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Be careful of the car covers out there. Hey, you can think about that for a minute. With the word car cover, winter's coming up, knocking at the door, you know, on us. Just like that, knocking at the door. Get a car cover. Why? Because the value of your vehicle will always stay good up. Resale-wise, will stay looking good. Besides that, it keeps all the moisture. What's the cost of a new rubber, you know, the rubber around your window? Oh, very costly to replace. And that's what winter and rain and even sun rot does. I hate a steering wheel. You folks down there in Arizona, Scottsdale, and of course Chandler and Maricopa, and of course Phoenix, up there in Flagstaff. Oh, Flagstaff, well, I'm sorry. I know you're listening. Thank you. But you don't get that sun heat, that rot that Phoenix and Scottsdale gets. And your steering wheel just turns to jello from sun rot heat. Get a car cover on it, and you're covered. It doesn't let the sun's rays come in and cook your car. Oh, yeah. We got to get the open sign up. There, we didn't get the open sign up here. Let's get that open sign up. Yeah, this lug gun really works good, getting those lag screws in the open sign. There we are up. I think one day we mean to probably change that open sign to a non-conventional, to maybe a neon open sign would be cool. Then you'd hear it buzzing. Bzz, bzz. That's not good for radio. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio from Boise, Idaho, live. Each and every one of you are actually family members here. It takes all of us to make an Auto World team. So with that said, become a charter member. You are, of course, by listening, but really become a family member by emailing me or calling. Phone number here is always, never changed since 1992, 855-660-4261. That's how you do it, right there. I want to hear from you. And also the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, is good throughout the week. And every week, none of us really do know when our vehicle might need attention, or are we asking ourselves, do we need to give attention to our vehicle? I don't have to worry about it, Mark. I bought a new one. It's only a year old. Maybe it's a two-month-year-old baby that you bought that's sitting in the driveway or in the carport or in the garage. Guess what? The first thing I'm going to tell each and every one of you that's bought that new baby, got a new arrival, that 2021 vehicle, that 2020 vehicle, maybe even the 2019 vehicle that has hardly any miles on it, I want you to check to see if you have any recalls. Hate to tell you that, but you probably do. And even with that, and how do you check? Let's go there first. When you check for recalls, that means it's free. The repair is free. The dealer will ask you to come in. Once they get the part, that might be a supply problem, but once you do get the part, for the fixing the recall, it could be as simple as maybe the back latch, you know, and the right rear door isn't working correctly. I mean, some so simple thing like that will keep your car, the resale value of your vehicle, your truck, up to snuff where you don't, when you go to sell it or trade it in, you can tell them all the recalls have been taken care of. So how to do that is just take your VIN number and you can go to safercar.gov. And the internet, you know, the Google word is so nice today. You just type in your VIN number and type in recall after that, and you'll have a lot of different and unique sites to go to find out if you do have a recall. And you can do that yourself, but that's for you folks that have the newer vehicles with no miles on them. And I'm not saying you're going to have a recall, but you're going to find out that here 2 weeks ago, had a customer that had purchased a car for a teenage son. Teenage son. I'm not going to mention any names. To protect the innocent. They asked me. They did not ask me to look at that car prior to buying that car. They just went out and bought it. Why? Because, well, it was a pretty new year. It's 3 years old is all. That means what? That the Las Vegas spinning wheel called the odometer wasn't high numbers yet. So they thought that since the numbers weren't that high on the old slot machine there looking through the steering wheel, called the dash, that they would be okay on the repair side and there would be nothing wrong with that vehicle. Well, they came and picked up their other automobile that I touched and tasted and fixed for them, and they dropped with that car. It's a Chevrolet. I'm not going to mention the model. I'm just talking about check to see if your cars have recalls. They asked me, what do you think of that car? We didn't have you check it out prior to buying it. I said, oh, they're fine, but you just might want to check the recalls on it. What do you mean? They were surprised that I would even say that. Just check out the recalls, because that car, that model, has a lot of recalls on it, folks. Yeah. And they were shocked. And I said, no, I hate to tell you, it's not bad news. It's just news. It's information that you need to know prior to maybe buying a vehicle to go out there and check the recalls and find out that maybe that brand had a problem with that model. And that slows you up from doing what? Spinning lettuce. Oh, yeah. Green lettuce. This is not a produce show, but when it comes right down to it, it is. I want you to keep as much lettuce in your back pocket as you can called green cash. So, check the recalls, and then you'll make a determination like they did. We need to sell this car. Trade it off. Get another model. I'm not condemning the whole entire brand of Chevrolet. No, I'm just condemning one brand, one model. I'm not going to tell you the model. No need to. My point is just check on the recalls on your vehicles prior to buying them. Now, with that said, even though you might have a low mileage type of vehicle that you're looking at buying, and it's pretty new, it's only 2-3 years old, there's still a chance you might want a mechanic to look at it. See, oh yeah, I've checked the Carfax, Mark. Okay. But is there any law that states that we have to have anybody out there, do you have to report to Carfax? No. So if the report's not there on Carfax, because nobody reported it, how do you know if it's ever been kissed by the neighbor? Yeah. So, you know, I've looked at quite a few, and that little bit of expense you might, as a technician or a shop, charges for that half hour, 45 minutes, is well worth it. A good technician will be able to hear in their ear if it's got a missing cylinder, and then that tells that technician, should we do a compression test to go deeper? And if they have to go deeper doing a compression test, the fee goes up. Well, the main thing about a good technician, and you need to do this yourself, you can walk around that automobile and look at the body cracks on it, the fender lining cracks meeting up to the hood, the fender lining up to the driver's front door, passenger's front door, rear door, quarter panels, the trunk lid lines. Is it real wide on one side and real thin on the other? Uh-oh. Yep. You see, you just solved yourself a problemo. That vehicle wasn't, okay, so it's never been in an accident, and you're buying it from one owner, and they said, I bought it, no, it never been in an accident. Well, I'm not blaming that owner that bought that car, and they're the only owner. What I'm doing is blaming maybe the manufacturer that didn't build the car completely square, and that's why we've got a big gap on the right and a small gap on the left. Do you want that car? No, because you'll be wearing tires out continuously. It might be dog-legging down the road. That means that's not a square box going down the road. It's diamond-shaped, causing you to eat front tires, back tires, and etc. And you don't want to hang on to the steering wheel, do you? Yes. Especially doing 210 miles an hour like I was the other day. Anyway, no. You want a square box going down the road square and to be comfortable. Sit back, relax, turn the radio on, and listen to Auto World. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. From the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Oh, please. No telephones. You stop texting. Pull over and text. Do it. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World, each and every week.
each and every hour. Good to have you along. Hey, it's time. I want to get to that then and now. But before we get to the then and now, that's on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio Facebook page, and the Instagram account. Address is Auto World Media. Then and now, it's all about wood grain. Oh, yeah. But I've got an answer to the trivia question that we shot out there the first hour, so we carried it on over to the second hour because we didn't get her answered, but we got an answer. Roger has answered it through email, which is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can also use the phone at any one point in time. Since 1992, the number hasn't changed. It is 855-660-4261. Thank you for putting that on your refrigerator doors, too, by the way. That's what it's all about. If you have a key tag, you might even want to write that phone number down on the key tag in your car. That way, when you're driving down, you pull over and listen to the show as you're listening right now and call me. 855-660-4261. Now, the trivia question was and is there a Pitman arm on your vehicle? Yes or no? Is there a Pitman arm on your vehicle? That's kind of like asking you, do you need an extra arm? Or a hand? No, let's call it an arm. Roger, you're absolutely right. Roger says, yes, there's a Pitman arm on my vehicle. And he says, I'm listening to you, Mark, every week in Pasco, Washington. It's time for a shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate there in Pasco, Washington, KFLD AM 870. KFLD AM 870, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. Roger, hey, thank you for... There's our horn. Shout-out horn. Roger, always got to do that for you. Send me an address, Roger. You're absolutely right. He says, yes, there is. And do you know an idea, Roger, maybe, and anybody else know the idea where that Pitman arm is on the vehicle? There's our next trivia question. Where would it be located? Pitman arm. It almost sounds like you got an extra arm there hanging somewhere. Well, where would it be? What's it attached to? A Pitman arm. Roger, thank you. Send me an address that I can send you some great gifts, detailed gifts in and out. And I remember now, dog or cat, let me know if you got dog or cat. I'm going to throw in a sidewall of a little bitty tire. Now, by the way, this is made for a dog, so I'm not throwing in a complete sidewall of a tire. It's a small little dog toy, but, oh, yeah, it's black, and it looks like a Frisbee. Got a hole in the center of it, though, so your dog can rip the living daylights out of that Goodyear tire sidewall. You got a cat? Looks like a rolling tire. It's pretty cool. Got those for you, too. That's how you do it, folks. Now, where would the Pitman arm be on your vehicle? Under the hood? In the back? In the trunk? Maybe in the driver's door? Maybe is it in the dash? Do you need an extra Pitman arm in the dash to get the speedometer to go? I don't know. Where is it at? Simple. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Email me. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Well, now, then and now, yes, the Jeep Wagoneer, it's back. Good or bad? Did you have one? Did you own one? Did you want to buy one? Well, the Jeep Wagoneer from way back when was a sport utility vehicle, SUV, of course, nameplate Jeep. It was a nameplate of Jeep vehicles back in the day. Several models marketed for the 1963 to 1993 model years, in fact. Various versions of the Wagoneer were manufactured in the U.S. and other nations by Kaiser Motors. That was in 1962 to 1971. Then American Motors, folks, in 1971 to 1987. And then lastly, by Chrysler from 1987 to 1993. A revival of the Jeep Wagoneer was introduced as a concept version on September 3rd, 2020, and has a production model March 11th, 2021. Sales begin in second half of 2021 with the 2022 model year version, folks. Go over, take a look. We're going to do a little bit of history about the Wagoneer here on Auto World, but go over to the Facebook page, Mark Evans, and or Auto World Radio, and take a look at the new one. It's pretty snazzy. Looks, well, wood grain. Oh, is that real wood, Mark? I think not. Why not? Ask them. The first Wagoneer is the original full-size SUV-style design produced between 1962 and 1991.
Folks, it was introduced in November of 1962 for the 1963 model year as a successor to the Willys Jeep station wagon. Man, those are worth a mint today. That was built 1946, that Willys Jeep station wagon. It's a full-size body-on-frame vehicle that shared its, well, the architectural design with Gladiator pickup trucks. The vehicle was introduced as a station wagon body style. Later, the pioneering design became known as the Sport Utility Vehicle, the SUV. Available initially with rear-wheel drive, the four-wheel drive came to be as an SJ body wagoneer. Stayed in production for 29 model years. That was from 1963 to 1991, with almost an unchanged body structure, folks. Oh, yeah. Well, the second generation, the XJ, 1983. Oh, boy. Yeah, some of you have those, huh? The second generation Wagoneer is an upscale version of the unibody-based compact XJ Cherokee produced between 1983 and 1990. The compact XJ Wagoneer was available in two trim levels, the Wagoneer, oh, yeah, and the Wagoneer Limited. These vehicles were intended to replace the SJ body Wagoneer models, but high demand prompted the company to keep the old SJ body Wagoneer in production alongside them. Now, the third generation, the ZJ, 1993. Oh, yeah, good old CJ. Worked on a ton of them. And, of course, as you all know, the wood grain on them started to fade in the sunlight. Did yours? Started coming off in the snow. Started coming off with going, you know, 32 miles an hour. It started peeling off. The Wagoneer nameplate was reintroduced for 1 year as the top-of-the-line model of the new Jeep ZJ platform. Debuted for the midsize Grand Cherokee for the 1993-1994 model year. Called the Grand Wagoneer, it featured a long list of standard equipment, including that Magnum 5.2L V8 engine. Oh, yeah. And a unique leather interior, as well as the Grand Wagoneer's traditional exterior wood grain on the side of it. After 6,378 were produced, the model was dropped for 1994. Okay, some of you are cheering. Go ahead. Yay! Okay, leaving the Grand Cherokee Limited as the top-of-the-line Jeep. It wasn't really top-of-the-line. Anyway, the fourth generation, the WS 2022. Oh, yeah. We're going to come back, give you a little more history, and we're going to go right down into the belly of the beast, the nuts and the bolts of what's underneath the brand new one. Wagoneer, right here from Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. CAL FIRE confirming that one firefighter died while battling the Dixie Fire on Saturday. Three other firefighters were injured. USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Got in. Thanks, everybody. Right here in Auto World each and every week. I like to pull the car cover off every so often and wash it up and get it all dusted off for us. Thanks for riding shotgun with me. Good to have you along here in Auto World each and every week. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Pleasure to be with you. Hey, earlier I talked a little bit about Roger answered the trivia question, yes or no, on the Pitman arm being on your car, and he said yes, and I have the, I actually shout it out to each and every one of you. Where is the Pitman arm located on your car? Oh, well, I've got an answer through email, and that email address again, you're more than welcome to, of course, join in, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Joe, he gets me in California, and he says the Pitman arm, Mark, is the arm that's connected to the steering box that connects to the other linkage that makes your car turn. Joe, you're absolutely right. Man, we need a drum roll. No, I won't do that. Joe, congratulations. You are a winner, and you're from California. You're saying you're listening to us. Swear, K-M-E-T. It's time for a shout-out. Woo! Love doing shout-outs. Shout-out to K-M-E-T. That's AM 1490. Moreno Valley, Pierce, California, and all the towns in between. Love you being here, folks, and thank you, Joe, for bringing California in and answering that Pitman arm trivia. That's what it's all about. Send me an email address, Joe, so I can send you out some good, great gifts out of the Lincoln Continental trunk. Oh yeah, that's how you do it. Well, let's do another trivia question here. Carry it through second hour, and if we don't get her answer, we'll carry it through the third hour. It's pretty another simple one. Let's do a simple one, and then we're going to do a little trivia on this also. This little trivia question here is who is behind the spark plug? So when you're talking about a spark plug and you're looking at the brands and all, you're all familiar with AC. It's got an AC on the spark plug. What does AC stand for? AC. And that doesn't stand for Apple Charlie, no. But, yeah, you all know about the AC spark plug brand.
What does the AC stand for? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Getting talking a little bit about the Wagoneer, then and now. Yes, you know, I've been going down through the history of the Wagoneer, and a lot of you might have owned a Wagoneer, and that was pretty much maybe one of the first type of Suburbans that were out there in the Jeep brand. The fourth generation has come to us, the YS 2022, fourth generation Wagoneer or Grand Wagoneer or full-size SUV and a full-size luxury SUV based on, you've been waiting, what's that chassis based upon? A Ram 1500 DT chassis. I said it, it's a Ram 1500 half-ton pickup underneath the Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Wow. Will that change the Wagoneer forever? Will it? Because, as I know, as a technician, the old Jeep Grand Cherokees, but the Wagoneers, the luxury side of the Jeeps back in the day, it had some problems. Oil problems, the vacuum line hose problem with the plastic vacuum lines, all the, we called the vacuum distributor diaphragm module was just a headache. Well, good news. Because if it's on the Ram 1500 half-ton chassis, that means a lot of good news for all of us. The Wagoneer is new for Jeep for 2022. They brought it back, of course. They basically said, you know, let's do this. Let's bring it back. I think the people are wanting them. And with that said, a lot of you will scratch your head wondering, well, what's the price, Mark? What's the price? Well, there's going to be quite a few different models you can pick from. I'll go down the price range here with the models you can pick. Series 1. Is going to be right at $60,000. Series 2, $70,845. Series 3, $75,845. Series 2 Premium, $79,270. Series 3 Premium, that's going to be $85,970. And then you got the Series 3 Off-Road. What? A Jeep Grand Wagoneer Off-Road? Careful out there. Don't get that leather all dusty. Well, the Series 3 Off-Road is going to run right at about $88,665. Now, that's some pretty luxury stuff, isn't it? 22-inch wheels, nicely styled, of course. Oh, yeah. The 360-degree exterior camera system that's going to be on it. The heads-up display. A heads-up display on a Jeep. I'm sorry, I can't even talk. A Jeep Grand Wagoneer with a heads-up display? That means you can look at the windshield, folks, and see how fast you're going because it's got a hologram on the windshield. Okay, so what's the size of the motor? It's a Dodge Ram, excuse me. All Wagoneer models come with a 392 horsepower, 5.7 liter V8 engine, folks. Supported by a 48. Oh yeah, I'm going to say it. This is going to throw you a little curveball. It's got a 392 horsepower, 5.7 liter V8 in it, which is supported by a 48 volt hybrid system. That's right, a 48 volt hybrid system and offers a cylinder deactivation feature to help save fuel. What does that mean, you ask? That means when you're going down the freeway, you get on it. Oh, yeah, get on the on-ramp. But once you get out there and get her up to speed, you know, 110 mile an hour on the freeway to keep up with everybody there in California, Joe there in California, Moreno Valley, well, it shuts down the cylinders, deactivates them. 8-speed automatic transmission, so you could be on the run on 2 to 3 cylinders out of that V8. Good or bad? Cadillac had it back in the early days. Bad. Anyway, hey, let's get back onto the Jeep Wagoneer. Automatic transmission, 8 speeds. So you'll be able to hit 110 and no problems, folks. Standard, but buyers seeking to unlock the Wagoneer's off-road capabilities will want to add four-wheel drive, of course, to their order sheet. Rear-wheel drive is standard. So four-wheel drive is going to cost you just a little bit more. That's kind of unique. Not really. If you think about it, a lot of these Wagoneers are very luxury, very, very luxury, and you want comfort. And you might be living in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Maricopa, Chandler, down in Arizona, and you might not head ever up to Flagstaff to go skiing with me, and you don't need four-wheel drive. You just need two-wheel drive. Well, that's okay. They give you that option. But, oh yeah, if you want the four-wheel drive Wagoneer to provide an additional 3.6 inches of ground clearance, drive mode selector system, well, which includes the sand, mud, snow, and rock modes. Just push and turn the button, you're going to get it all. You'll be able to drive through the sand, snow, or whatever you want. If you want to forge the river, folks, just flip the button and go for it.
It's a Jeep, isn't it? Or is it? I think it's a Dodge, and it's a Ram underneath there. So I'm kind of, oh, you know, Jeep here and Ram there. Okay. But now you're wondering, guys, gals, you're wanting to know what this thing can tow? Well, the brand new 2022 Wagoneer Jeep Grand Wagoneer will be rated to tow up to 10,000 pounds. Wow. I haven't been in one yet. I haven't been able to drive one yet. That's coming to Auto World, of course. And you're going to hear out of my mouth here right behind the microphone, I'm going to try to tow things like that at 10,000 pounds. I'm going to go to the biggest and baddest RV place there is and pick up the biggest, baddest, heaviest trailer I can get. And then we're going to hit the mountains here in Idaho and see if we can pull up that mountain so you can get a real good test drive report through words. That's what it's all about. But there you go. Then and now, the Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Ooh, would you buy one for that kind of money? Just leave you with that question. Coming up on the third hour, right here on Auto World, I have got for you, a little tease, of course, the third hour. I don't want you to miss the third hour because I have got here the 2021 highest safety ratings from the IIHS. And you'll learn what those letters stand for, of course, on the third hour. A trivia question is, now, we're also going to see if we can't get to, what does this stand for, E-GMP? Well, let me just tell you what that stands for here right now. Electric Global Modular Platform. Big words. We're going to get to that when we come back. I'm Mark Evans. You're with me right here in the Greasy Garage Studio, and thank you.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Driving with a smile, like I am right now. Good to have you along, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio today, sitting back in my normal Dodge Viper chair. It's, I guess I could say it's molded to my buns, and it's because I've been sitting in it so for quite a few hours and many, many days and many months and many years. And it's holding up pretty good, kind of like the car, actually. A little trivia before we go to the phone lines here on Auto World. Back in 1981... the much-anticipated and delayed release of the stainless steel DeLorean sports car leaves the buying public unimpressed. The quality, finance, and legal problems quickly overcame the car and its designer, John DeLorean. That all happened back in 1981. Wow. Love trivia. With that said, that trivia question, let's shoot that out to you. Shout out to each and every one of you. I've got some great gifts to pull out of this Lincoln Continental trunk, and this thing is sagging pretty good. We might need to put some new air shocks on this thing because of the gifts that are in there. That means when you put more gifts, it gets heavy and it sags. The trivia question, spark plugs, folks, spark plugs. You all know that you've seen those spark plugs that have the AC on them. Those two letters, AC. What does the AC stand for? 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now let's go to one of our great charter members, Part Family. He's with us, and I love him being with us. Trey in Southern Illinois. Hi, Trey, and welcome.
Boy, there Mark, I hate to call you every week.
No.
I've got problems again, and I need your help.
Well, yeah, I know. Trey, this is what it's all about. Call me and email me whenever. Please do. You're always welcome, you know. And, like, I guess you could say we've got a cold soda pop here for you and a cup of coffee at all times. I'm trying to mail you out before you tell me your problems. See, now what's going on in your world?
Okay, so we're back on Mama's Escalade 2002 with a 6.0 V8. And I replaced that fuel filter a few weeks ago, okay?
Okay.
So I was telling you that I didn't have much pressure at that little tire reservoir or whatever you call it, relief valve or whatever you call it up there on top of the engine.
Right, the Schrader valve, yep.
Yeah, okay. So I put a regulator on it, like a fuel pressure to see what pressure I had up there.
Okay.
And and I had 60 pounds right as soon as you turn the key on, and then it went down to 10 pounds.
Ouch.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Or yeah.
No. Okay, so you have, when you turn the key on and do not start the engine, the key is just on and you have 60?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you start it up and crank it up, it goes to 10?
If I wait 5 seconds, Mark, before I start the engine, it goes to 10.
Okay. What did you try starting the engine and leaving the gauge on there to see what your normal everyday running number is with it running?
And it's like 10.
Okay. Trey, you need an electric fuel pump module. I hate to tell you that, but that's what's going on. You have to drop the fuel tank. You have to the electric fuel pump is electric fuel pump is worn out. And when I say a module, you need to buy a complete module. That module, in fact, I'm going into my account here to see what I can get one for while we're talking, because that module is electric fuel pumps in that plastic module. It also has the hoses are all new there. Too. It also has the sending unit, you know, the float, the little bobber that tells you what kind of, what's your fuel level and all there.
Yeah.
And so that's what you need to do. Escalade all-wheel drive. Yeah. Okay. I'm 6-0.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to let you know, this is true numbers here now from a parts store. And that, so if I was here to drop your tank and do a fuel pump on that, I would replace the whole entire module. Sometimes they offer just a little electric rotary vaned fuel pump. And that's like $28. Do not do that. I want you to replace the whole module. Now, good news. Trey, I got some good news for you. I'm looking right now.
Okay.
It's AutoZone. It's an AutoZone. And it's a module assembly, wiring harness and all, $119.23. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, Mark.
So
is that like at the top of the tank, and it's like a big 4-inch round?
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yep.
You pull
it
out. It's a great big old monster of a thing. You put this back in. Okay.
Yeah. Now drop the tank. Try to get as much gas out of there as you can, Trey, because of the weight, you know. But that ring on the top that's holding this module in, counterclockwise for me. Counterclockwise,
okay.
That ring. And then this is spring-loaded, that head of that module where the fuel lines are connected. Disconnect fuel lines first, but then that head of that module will pop up on you about a quarter of an inch when you release that ring counterclockwise. And then just pull that straight out. Another little tip, but you got an air compressor there, don't you? A blowgun?
Yeah.
Yeah, blow the top of that tank off, because I don't want you getting dropping dirt in that, you know, that tank when you take that module out. Mom will be mad at you.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you can do that yourself. The whole thing is the dropping the big ungodly square box called the fuel tank, you know? It's bulky.
Yeah.
And you probably got a skid plate underneath there you got to pull off. It's a dirty, dusty job, but there's nothing technical about it. I mean, it's just a matter of manual labor getting dirty. You can disconnect the electrical wire on the top of that module and disconnect the fuel lines. And with that too, here's how you disconnect the fuel lines. It's got little plastic tabs that you push in together towards the line and then push the line in. And then at the same token, the line will fly right off of there for you. That's what's wrong.
It looks like maybe I'll be doing that undercoating project when I do that.
Yeah, good idea. And your undercoating, you know, you've sent me some photos of that, and do just the rattle can undercoating, Trey. I mean, like we talked on email, you know, absolutely. And I would definitely do that because that Escalade now, and remember that 6.0, it's a good engine, but you got to change oil on it quite often because those lifters, again, do sewage up with goo, and then they starve for oil. And I don't want you to call or email me and say you got ticking in that Escalade, because it turns out to be just like that last rig we talked about, you know, that you had to get, you know. And those lifters, they changed the design that you had to pull the heads off to get the lifters out of that 6.0. And this,
well, here's what I do. I'd use the Mobil 1 Extended that's good for 15,000 miles, but I only change it every 5,000 miles. Am I on track or am I messing up?
Yeah, I want that 6.0 motor changed every 35 to 4,000.
Okay.
Yeah, the oil passages going to those lifters are just way too small, the way they designed it. I want the goo out of there quicker. Yeah, up the mileage on the change in the oil, because you do not want to take heads off. I've done quite a few of those. And the only reason I've had to take heads off people's 6.0 Cadillac Escalades motors, and, of course, those are in the GMC Denalis, too, same engine, is because they let the oil go too long. I mean, I'm talking 7, 8,000, and it gooed the channels up, and they come in with a tick, 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 tick noise. And that's the only reason, because the lifters are starving for oil. So
okay,
change oil.
Friend.
Yeah, that's one of your whole entire fleet I want you to change the oil on most frequently. Is that okay?
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. I greatly appreciate it. Love the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Trey. Thanks for being here for me and all the listeners, too, because we learn from everybody. You know, two heads are better than one. Trey, thank you. Thanks for sending those photos, too, that you sent. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Sir. Bye.
The Hyundai in the Santa Cruz. Thank you. Have a good one. Looks like the garage door is going down. Yep. Second hour, folks. Heading this way. Just, oh, gosh. We talk about oil. I need to oil the wheels on our garage door here in Auto World. Stay tuned for the third hour, where I do have, oh, yeah, the 2021 highest safety ratings from the IIHS coming your way just in seconds. I'm Mark Evans.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.